This is Sean with Voices of SAE Phi Alpha, Brett Alford. How are you?
I'm good, Brother Phi Alpha.
All right. So, what day were you born in what city?
I was born on January 24th, 2000 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
January 24th. You know what I was doing on January 1st, 2000?
What's that?
I was in Vegas with 30 people from Ball State that we'd graduated, and we flew in with no bags. We flew in just for New Year's, partied, and then flew out the next day.
Yeah, well, I was being born that day. Actually, I share a birthday with Devotee, which is pretty cool.
With who?
Devotee, the founding father.
Oh, Frank, oh, Leslie Devotee. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
All right, so... where'd you go to high school? Where'd you go to grade school?
I went to Franklin Central High School and then Franklin Township Middle School West. And for elementary school, I was at Bunker Hill Elementary.
Okay, and what are your parents' names?
My mom is Kelly and my dad is Billy.
And what were their kind of careers or industry?
My mom is in the insurance agency. She actually works for Travelers Insurance. And my dad has been with the same construction company over the past 35 years, I believe, Circle B Construction.
All right. So grade school, high school, sports, activities, clubs, volunteer, just rattle them off. What things did you knock out?
Okay. So I played football starting in first grade all the way through my senior year of high school. I played baseball all the way up to my sophomore year. I played basketball all the way up to middle school. I ran track for the last 3 years of high school. I did Riley Dance Marathon in high school. Basically just a whole bunch of different sports for as long as I could and as often as I could.
What were some of your biggest successes?
Actually, our senior year for my football season, we won our conference for the first time in, I think it was 15 years. And I received the Mental Attitude Award from our high school's athletic department. And the Kiwanis Club over in Marion County, this had nothing to do with my school, it was just through Marion County, I received something similar to the Mental Attitude Award. It was just called the Great Player Award that my coach put me up for nomination, and I ended up winning, so that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. All right, yeah. So as you're going through school, and you're thinking, all right, I'm going to go to college, what was an area of... life industry, what do you want to do when you grow up? Like, what was in your head that you thought you'd gravitate towards, and has that played out into college?
Yeah. Well, I mean, being that I figured I wouldn't be able to play sports post-high school, I definitely wanted to be involved as much as I could just because it's been a passion of mine, like, my entire life. So, initially, I planned on being a sports broadcaster, something in the sports media field. But at the end of my sophomore year, I actually switched from telecommunications over to sport administration, and I'm now gearing more towards being like an athletic director type role of an administration role.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so when you got to Ball State, what was the year, and was it spring or fall?
It was the fall of 2018.
Fall 2018. All right, so Did you already know guys up at Ball State, and did you know guys in the fraternities, or what was kind of the road to SAE? How'd that happen?
Yeah, I actually knew quite a bit of guys over here. A majority of the people I knew were actually in Theta Chi, just because a bunch of my brother's friends were in Theta Chi, and I didn't know a whole lot of people in Greek life outside of Theta Chi. I knew of a few people in SAE here. Actually, one of my closest friends was in SAE, but didn't know a whole lot about Greek life in general, so all I had heard, for the entire summer was Theta Chi this and Theta Chi that. And then when I had arrived on campus, actually, like, not even an hour after my parents had left, my buddy Jordan New, who was a former brother here, actually brought me over to one of their satellites, and we hung out there. And then... a week or two later during rush week, I had liked the people that I had met during welcome week, so I came back, and then it was actually the first rush event. I had met a handful of guys. It was Garrett Byers, Brad Byswinger, and Ben Williams. They all graduated last year, and we were just kind of just talking about sports and just things that we all had common interest in, and I mean, that kind of sealed it for me that day. I was like, man, I don't feel like I have to change my personality or anything. Like, I'm just like the same person I've been since I got here, and I was just real comfortable. So that's kind of what did it for me, and is kind of what I've been hung my hat on as a brother here, is just making everybody comfortable.
All right, so when I was there, it was called a pledge class, and you were pledging, but it's not called that anymore. What's it called now?
They changed it to recruitment, so it's like, and there's just, a pledge ship is completely abolished.
Yeah, so what was your class like?
Initiation class was Delta Tau.
Delta Tau, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you know, you spoke of kind of a little bit of the career goals, but the administration aspect of it, have you been able to kind of apply that, sports administration? And were you like sports chair? Was there any positions that you've held on campus or that you've held with the house that's within that realm?
In a sense, I actually served two terms as the recruitment chair here, or you probably would have called it rush chair back when you were here. But so I held that for two terms. So basically just kind of like putting my name out there and just really talking to a multitude of people about various different things and just being professional in the way that I portray our chapter as a whole definitely gave me some good experience of kind of just taking charge of things and doing things the way that I want them to be done, but the way that it is expected to be done, expected for me, just by a whole bunch of other people.
So how do you think SAE has prepared you for the future? And go this in a few different directions if you want, like job-wise, communication-wise, social-wise. Like, how do you think it really prepares somebody for what's next?
I mean, just stepping out into the real world. I mean, career-wise, specifically, I think just going back to having those two terms as recruitment chair, it just definitely, you're kind of forced to step out of your comfort zone. You're kind of forced to network and to talk to people and maybe do things that you don't necessarily want to that are for a greater good. And, I mean, as far as social-wise, I've never really had too much of an issue in the social aspect of life. Like, I'm pretty comfortable with, you know, meeting people and making friends and stuff like that. But, I mean, this has just further developed that because we have to make relationships within Greek life, outside of Greek life, just kind of setting a good image for ourselves. And I think that has showed me how to do that in an individual standpoint for sure.
So how would you kind of describe your personality, like, to somebody who's potentially hiring you? And like, and as far as your drive, goals, likes, dislikes, whatever, how would you describe that?
I think they would definitely see me in like an easygoing light and very comfortable. Like I said, I'm very comfortable with talking to people, but I think just I represent myself very well in a professional standpoint. I know when I have to, you know, step up in a certain situation and not necessarily change who I am, but just portray the best version of myself. I'm very capable of doing that. So I think professional would probably be the best way to describe it.
Okay. And then dealing with COVID this whole past year, like, talk about that a little bit and about how you think it affected people and how people are coming out of it and how it's going to affect them later.
Oh, it's wild. I think yesterday actually was the 1 year. It was either yesterday or today. Was the 1 year anniversary of Ball State going completely online, and we all thought that we were just going to have like a quick online semester. We were all just going to hang out at the house and just kind of crank through our online classes and this, that, and the other. And then 2 weeks later, the whole world was shut down. It was definitely an adjustment for sure. I mean, just switching into just complete online classes with Zoom and taking exams with a webcam instead of going to the on-campus testing labs. I mean, me personally, it was a tough adjustment just because I'm kind of more of a hands-on learner. I'm not the type to just, like, watch a video and kind of retain the information like that. But, you know, once you kind of realize there's no other way around it, you kind of just got to make it work for you the best you can. And I think most of us have, after, like I said, almost a year, I think we kind of got a pretty good grip on it.
All right, and how would you describe your experience with SE to somebody who's thinking about joining?
I mean, there's no other way to put it than just the best decision of my life. I mean, I know it's cliche for members of Greek life to say, oh, these are the guys that are going to be in your wedding. These are going to be the guys that you're friends with for the rest of your life. But, I mean, just in the foreseeable future. I don't see that changing whatsoever. I mean, if you were to ask me, if I were to go home and you were to ask me who my best friends are, you probably wouldn't even know who they are because they're all from different states and different cities and things like that. It's really made me the best version of myself, and I've made so many just incredible memories and friendships that I can hold on to for the rest of my life.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, just kind of overall in general, before we do another segment for stories?
God, nothing I can really think of. I mean, you're asking pretty good questions. I hope I covered it the best I
I
could.
think you did a good job. All right, so listen, we're going to
Appreciate
close this out, then we're going to do a few stories.
it. Gotcha.